South Sudan is developing into a horrifying humanitarian and human rights disaster, according to a senior UN official who's just completed a visit to the country. UN Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, Ivan Simonovic, said on Friday that mass atrocities had been committed by both sides. Africa's newest country has been riven by internal conflict since mid-December. The crisis was sparked by a confrontation between soldiers loyal to President Salva Kiir and those supporting former Vice President Riek Machar, who was sacked in July. Reach Malual spoke to Mr. Simonovic in Juba and began by asking him what he'd seen.
It was very disturbing. What we have met there is an adequate illustration what ethnic conflict brings. Bantu is a ghost town. That town had 40,000 inhabitants. We didn't find a single civilian in the town. Everything is burned down and looted. When we were driving through the streets, not looking in houses and elsewhere, just by the road, we could see about 15 to 20 decomposing bodies. Just by the streets, some of them being obviously civilians, or being tied before being killed.
Is there any human rights investigation that will be launched to this?
Definitely, definitely it is going on. What so far seems quite clear that when there is change of control over Bantu, each time the group that was in control was involved in human rights violations, including killings of civilians. I did manage to talk to governor who has returned to Bantu 3 days away, but I was also able to get in contact with the rebel military commander. And to both of them, message was quite clear. United Nations are impartial. It is our mandate to protect all civilians and their human rights, no matter to which ethnic group or political affiliation they belong. And it is responsibility of both political and military leaders to prevent violations, and if they occur, to punish. If they do not do it, they are responsible themselves.
Sometimes UN is being accused of making the situation deteriorate and then later on come and write reports and all this. What do you say in this regard?
Well, you know, when I compare situation in former Yugoslavia, when civilians were not allowed at UN compound and were being killed, and when safe havens were not protected, with these situations, when we opened our compound to civilians and protect them there, I think it is a solid evidence of the improvement of our level of protection of civilians. And I'm quite sure that without such a protection, many people would be killed. Is it perfect? Of course it's not. We have incidents when people were dragged out of our compound and then molested or killed. We have some incidents of shooting into our compounds. It's not ideal and perfect protection, but I think we've done a lot.
This situation is not stopping as soon as we think. What are the measures you're taking to prevent such escalations?
I think it's very important that we increase monitoring of human rights violations and public reporting. And I can announce that in a couple of weeks, there will be a comprehensive report on human rights violations that occurred after 15th of December. I think that such a public reporting is as important as a deterrence. Further measure of deterrence is something that I welcome very much, and it's decision of African Union Security Council to establish International Commission of Inquiry. It's a clear message. There will be accountability. So whoever does not protect civilians and does not punish the one who are involved in violation is online. Command responsibility carries responsibilities, and if not, it carries accountability.